The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Bahamoy today, I'll begin with a few words in Spanish and then come back and continue in English. Encontramos en las lecturas de hoy todo el plan de Dios y empezamos en el Génesis y encontramos en esto esta historia de la creación de todo el universo. El Dios cree todo y en el final de esta creación, para lo más importante en todo, encontramos que Dios quiere que hay hombre en este lugar. Y este hombre debe ser en la imagen y semejanza de Dios. Para dominar sobre toda la creación como en esta imagen y amor de Dios. Pues, si continuamos en la historia del Biblio, encontramos muy rápido que si la humanidad no vive en esta imagen y semejanza de Dios, no, hasta pronto encontramos que hay pecado y muerte. Y con eso, ellos, los humanos, no pueden vivir en esta manera de Dios por razón de pecado y muerte. Pues Dios continúa con su plan. Y Él da sus bendiciones en los siglos y los siglos, en los tiempos, en las épocas. Y encontramos muchos de esos, las bendiciones, las preparaciones en el Antiguo Testamento, en todas las lecturas de esta noche. Pues hasta el momento en que Cristo llegue en el mundo. Porque con Cristo tenemos el hombre que sí es en la imagen y semejanza de Dios. Las Escrituras dice que sí, Él es el palabra de Dios encarnado. Que este es el imagen de Dios invisible, Cristo entre nosotros. Y Él es el victor sobre el pecado con su cruz. Porque en su cruz Él continúa en la voluntad del Padre hasta el extremo. Y con su sangre, sí, Él tiene la victoria sobre el pecado. Y también en este día, en esta noche de la resurrección, Cristo tiene la victoria sobre el muerto también. Pues, para nosotros, que somos parte del cuerpo de Cristo, que tenemos también, que somos también incorporados en Cristo por nuestro bautismo y por el poder del Espíritu Santo, nosotros también compartir con Cristo en esta victoria. Para vivir como la humanidad, que verdadero es la imagen y semejanza de Dios, si vivimos en la santidad, si tenemos la esperanza para la resurrección, es la vida, no es la muerte, la vida de Dios, una vida sin límites. Esto es lo que encontramos en las Escrituras, esto es lo que celebramos en este día de la Pascua. So the scriptures today begin all the way back with Genesis, and they take us through a vision of what God has as his great plan for his people. So we have quite a bit of ground to cover, so you probably might as well go ahead and buckle up and hang on, because this is going to be a ride with everything that we're going to look at with these scriptures here today. We begin in the beginning. This first reading that we had tells us of God's creation of the whole universe. Everything in the whole cosmos. Stars, light, and darkness. The sky, the plants, the animals, all the ecosystems, the wonders of the world around us. All of this God created. And at the pinnacle of this creation, at the last day, God does something quite remarkable. He says, "Let us make man in our own image and likeness." Man was created to be in the image and likeness of God, to rule over all of this creation in God's name and with His same loving kindness. This is the image that is given to us here at the beginning of the entire Scriptures and here at this liturgy today. Yet if we were to follow through, just continuing on the pages of the Scriptures, we'd find that humanity does not, in fact, live up to this call and this vocation of being the image and likeness of God in the world and properly ruling over the world that the Lord has given to us to live in. Humanity has instead, from its beginning all the way back to our first fathers, our first parents, been marred by sin, by death. These two things that would work in opposition to God and to being God's image and to ruling with God's power in the world. No, we're marred by sin and by death. As we continue through these Scripture passages again and again, we hear of God's plans, His preparations, His works to be able to bring forward to the point where we would have something new, something incredible that God would do, His new salvation that God would bring, the fulfillment of His plan. Because we see that in the coming of Jesus Christ, here is the one who now stands as the one who is the image and likeness of God among men. This is given to us again and again through the New Testament. We see that St. Paul will say that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. John tells us that Jesus is the Word of God, the likeness of God, the very mind of God that has been made flesh and dwells among us. Jesus is the one who fully fills out this vocation of being the one who stands at the pinnacle of creation, the image and the likeness of God in the world. Jesus Christ is the one who gains victory over sin and death. That is what we've been celebrating these Triduum days. Over sin through His cross, through the blood of the cross that washes away the sins of the world. Through the cross that Jesus shows that He is faithful to the will of the Father and does not sin all the way to the end. He is faithful. And tonight, as we move into the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus, there is the victory over death. Over sin and over death. Christ is victorious. And God's plan that had been set in place so long ago now begins to come to its fulfillment. Renovation of all things, the renewal of all things, salvation and redemption through Jesus Christ, who is in the image and likeness of God, who's the victor over sin and death. But that is not all. We can take it a step further, because it's not just Jesus who's the one who has this victory. And it's not Jesus alone who stands here as the one who is the image and likeness of God. I want to push this one step further. It takes a little bit of a spiritual vision, almost a sort of a mystical vision of seeing this. We hear that when God created humanity, He made them male and female, that they would go and bear much fruit in the world. We see in the writers of the New Testament an understanding of this same coming together. That we see in, as St. Paul would tell us, Jesus and His church, the great mystery of the bridegroom and His bride. Jesus and His beloved, the church, will become united into one flesh. We see this same image coming up again in Revelation, that the wedding feast of the Lamb represents Jesus, and the bride that is brought forward is the church. Those who are within the church of God, those who have entered in through sacraments, through baptism, those who have been filled with the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, these also now are united with Christ. And in Christ, we have the victory over sin and death. This is our great destiny. That we can strive even in this life to live that sanctity that Jesus Himself lived. And by the grace of God, to grow in holiness day by day. And also to look forward in hope to that gift of God's life, of eternal life, life without limits, that Jesus has promised to those who would be His disciples and be united with Him. This is what we proclaim and profess, this great vision. Every time that we come together and we profess our faith, just a moment, we'll profess our faith together, as we do every Easter. When we say those final words that we say, we believe in the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come, we are proclaiming, we believe, that that is the destiny that God has placed before us. To be in His image and His likeness, and to have that victory finally over sin and death. Through all of these many readings that we've had, and as we continue to celebrate together this celebration of the Lord's resurrection, we begin to see this grand scope, this grand vision of what God has prepared and the plan that He has for us, our destiny and our future. And through this, we are filled with joy because Jesus has brought about the victory and we can be united to Him. And this is a joy that can endure even in the face of difficulties, trials, and suffering. It's a joy that will stay there and remain there as a foundation, even if we go through times where there's deprivation, and fear, there's sadness, grief, loss. Underneath all of it, we still hold to that hope. But tonight, we might be able to pray with all our hearts. St. Paul, he said, what can separate us from the love of God? Can height or depth or breadth? Can any living thing? Can any powers of heaven? Can persecution, trials, sword? No, there's nothing that can be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed to us in Jesus Christ. But instead, through all these tribulations, we can gain the victory in Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, this is what we celebrate on this Easter night. Amen. Amen.